Well, and the reason that I make that decision is because this way it's a living board that you can go and see, like Melissa can go right now and see, okay, I got 36 hours and I need to make more hours, so I'm going to work more today or whatever, you know, in the middle of the week. And she can track how or she can look and compare. Another thing that we do is that I have a document or a Google sheet that I usually track my hours on, and I compare my hours that I have on that, just like everybody else does, because they all do it too. They compare their hours on that to the hours that are in the system, and and make sure they're right. And that allows them to do that. So when I say, hey, update your hours on, you know, the 15th, when we send that reminder out, well, they can come in here and look at this as a quick look. Okay, I have 28 hours and 5 minutes, then, and that matches up with what I'm good. I didn't miss putting one in there. So that's another reason I want to keep it manual. If you can't do it, then I'll do it. No big deal.